prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 12 May 2020. You are in for a treat tonight. We'll bring up a friend of mine, and I'm honored to call this man my friend, as well as brother in Christ. We're going to talk to Jonathan Alexander. He represents the Liberty Council. He works with him. I'm going to bring them up a little bit to share how busy they are. Oh, my goodness, folks. These people have been hammered with a lot of different things. We'll bring up just a few minutes to discuss that, okay? And don't forget in the meantime that we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Of course, our church dinner is going to be after Bible study. We're going to have Bible study starting at 11:30 a.m. Current events, a.m. Eastern, by the way, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll start current events, take a break, then get into Bible study, then go to dinner. And I hope you'll join us. You can join us if you go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, you'll find us right there. You can watch us live, you'll see it on everyone's screen, you can call and talk to us if you like, ask questions. We don't mind, matter of fact, we encourage it. Well, you can listen on the telephone in two different numbers if you write these down. 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 719-718-1679. That's kind of easy to remember. 719-718-1679. Now you can join us, folks. We'd love for you to do that. There'll be a chat room while we're on there. You can talk if you like, share thoughts back and forth with people who are listening. But you're welcome to join us if at all possible. And don't forget, if you're listening on shortwave tonight on 6115, Melody Seastrom is a reason why you are. She pays for a shortwave time three nights a week. She sets a blessing to the ministry. If you can call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And I would sincerely recommend you call her. Ask questions about financial security in the future of this country. It's not looking good for a lot of people, folks. It's not looking good for a lot of people. Give her a call. Just talk to her. Ask her questions. Ask her hard questions. It won't hurt. She'll answer them. She really will. And don't forget, we're still offering the video about the coronavirus hype. Yeah, it's real. We know it's a real virus. It's not nearly as deadly as everybody thinks it is, or they say it is. Matter of fact, some doctors that come out on the side of safety are now saying they messed up. It's not near as dangerous as they thought it was. So this video is about an hour long, delivered to your door for $10.50. And I hope you get that. And of course, our backyard medicine book, we just got some more in today. And I got them a good deal. They're still only $18.75, where they were $24.95. $18.95. Delivered price. Backyard Medicine is a book that everyone, whether you live in a city, a small town, or in the country, needs. You'd be surprised, folks, what you knew you had to eat. I bet you didn't know that maple shoots, the little tiny maple trees sprouting out of the ground, just maple shoots. The leaves on those things are delicious, mixed in a green. They really are. All this information and a whole lot more is in Backyard Medicine, 1875. Full color pictures, instructions how to use them, how to pick them, whatever you need to do is all in there. So if you want it, it's here. And I hope that you'll take advantage of that. I truly do. And, of course, I always mention REM Sleep, all the Strauss products. I have the new one, Tranquil. We had on Matthew last night discussing Tranquil. And I hope you'll look at these things and consider them, because I know that the Tranquil, by the way, has helped my wife, Marcia Jean, quite a bit during the day. She was having some blood problem with the blood pressure, and I'm not going to say this same thing to do to cure it, but it did help her relax. It's all natural, and the blood pressure getting a little bit better. I hope that's what's doing it. I think it is. I'll say it is right now. But Tranquil and REM Sleep are two products that you need if you are stressed and can't sleep well at night, folks. These are all natural products that your body needs anyway. I hope you take advantage of them. I truly do. And of course, we always have here in the office, you know, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash. We have all the products that they offer there here. We are just here to give you what we can, the best we can. Hopefully be a blessing to you. That's all I can say. But our guest tonight is Jonathan Alexander with Liberty Counsel. This young man I met last summer, he came down and spoke to us at our Bible study. I was very impressed with him. Highly intelligent gentleman. And when he told me why, and his church group, why he went into to be a lawyer, because his dad was a preacher, I think, in Massachusetts, I think that it was. And he knew that one day his dad may get in trouble for preaching the Bible. He became a lawyer to defend him. When he said that, I was sold on the guy's character. I know his integrity is impeccable. I know that for sure. Got to meet his wife, and his wife's a lot prettier than he is, but that's beside the point. we'll get to our guest tonight. Jonathan, are you there?
I am, Pastor Bush. Thanks so much for having me again.
Oh, it's good to have you. It truly is. It truly is. Now, your dad was from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah. You're right about that. He's in Massachusetts. You know, they're just like every other state in this union, dealing with the onslaught against their First Amendment rights to gather and assemble. He's one of the earliest pastors to challenge and write to the governor about some of the more stringent laws. There are different avenues in Massachusetts that they're, you know, trying to work through in order to get churches reopened. But yeah, his church is a mainly Haitian congregation. He serves a Haitian congregation up there in Massachusetts.
Well, you know, if you preach the Bible today in most places, I say Massachusetts is one of the worst. If you preach the Bible in its entirety and the truth against abominations like homosexuality and murdering children, you're gonna be hated by a lot of people, aren't you?
Right. No. The experience that I had just working for a year and a half out of law school out of Massachusetts has set me up with about 10 years of experience in terms of the perversion that we're up against in the state legislature over there. Of course, Massachusetts was the first state to legalize same-sex civil unions and ultimately same-sex marriage. So-called marriage. And the fight that we had back in 2003 spilled over all the way to 2016, where they wanted to extend so-called civil rights to transgender individuals. I worked in Massachusetts for only a year and a half, and it's given me more experience in terms of battling back some of the crazy left-wing agendas. It's given me so much experience just working there for only a few years, just to give you a picture of how perverse that state legislature is and really some of the laws that come out of there.
You know, that is such a shame, and this is a whole different program, but our nation, longer than you're still a young man. I've been around a lot longer than you have, but in my lifetime has changed beyond recognition. And I'm sure my dad could say the same thing right before he passed away in 2016. He couldn't believe it either. And both of us said that we didn't put on the uniform of our country to fight to protect the rights of murdering our babies and sodomizing our sons and perverting our daughters. We both said that, you know, that's the way it is. But let's get on to some things here, because I know you have been completely covered up. You and your organization have been defending churches that wouldn't close down because of coronavirus. And I admire them for that. We didn't miss a beat ourselves. We're not going to. As a matter of fact, right now I just finished a letter, composed a letter to our governor, attorney general, speaker of the House, and Senate president, and looking for somebody to help me sue these people for what they've done in the state. But nonetheless, I have great respect for men who would not compromise Hebrews 10:25 when it says to forsake not the assembling yourselves together. He didn't say wait, don't do it until the coronavirus comes, then you can quit. No, he didn't say that. He said, do not forsake this. Especially see the last day coming. I'm sure we can see that. The churches that closed for whatever reason, I lost all respect for them. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying that at all. I lost all respect for them. We did not close our doors, and you know where you meet, and we didn't close them. We're not going to close them. There's not authority on earth that can make us, that can cause us to do that. They may have the power and the guns and whatever, the might, to stop us if they want to bad enough, but they don't have the authority to do it, and we don't recognize that authority. That's all there's to it. So you've been covered up, have you not? I mean, with churches and their problems all over this country.
Yeah, I'll start with a conversation that I had about 4 hours ago, as recent as today, and then just work our way backwards. So this is the second conversation I had personally. One earlier was with another attorney in the firm. Two separate mayors, two separate county ordinances that in their bullying of a pastor, so they've had a back and forth with these individual pastors, but their most recent thing is, we'll want to talk to you over the phone, but you can't have your counsel over the phone. So backing our pastors literally this afternoon into a corner where, hey, we'll be willing to talk to you over the phone, you just can't have your legal representation that you've consulted with, folks that have been guiding you through this. You can't have them on the phone, but believe me, we'll play fair. And the draconian measures that are being taken, the rights that are being trampled on, the 100% illegal actions that these magistrates and these mayors and city officials are taking are out of this world, beyond the pale. There are things that I never thought in training in law school that I'd actually see play out here in the United States, especially concerning the First Amendment. So that's literally as late as just a few hours ago, getting over the phone, working through that issue. But throughout the weekend, we're able to receive. Yeah, it's really astonishing. If you want to comment on that, imagine, we're representing you and the county calls you directly and says, hey, Pastor Butch, we're willing to talk to you so long as you don't have your attorneys on the line.
You know, that would be suicide.
Right. Yeah.
You know, not knowing the truth behind it and knowing how to handle it, that'd be suicide.
Right. They record every word you said. If not, just try to strong arm you while they have you on the phone. They'd use whatever you said in court. And it's 100% illegal. 100% illegal to be on opposite sides of a potential case and to try to talk to a client without their counsel there. But that's the extreme measures that these mayors are taking in order to double down on their absolutely unconstitutional edicts to shut down these churches.
What mayor was this? What town was this from?
I can name one. So this is Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago. She's made headlines for other areas. But this is Mayor Lightfoot out of Chicago. I'll name that one. The other one, it's still a bit new. I probably won't give the state to narrow it down just because we'll be able to use that against them in an upcoming lawsuit. But it's absurd. I mean, as recently as today, but all through this past weekend, thankfully we've been able to win cases in Kentucky. The Maryville Baptist Church is a case that we've been working on for quite a while. Very early on, they came and brought their issue to our attention, where they were being harassed in their church parking lot for holding drive-in services. The first injunction that we won, the order addressed specifically drive-in services, but was written in a way that was so expansive, we were able to come back and win a comprehensive victory for in-person services as well. We had the circuit court decide with us and the district court extend the TRO that we requested so that that church can meet in person, as they should be doing without government intrusion.
Well, obviously, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead if you have commentary, sir.
Well, obviously, what they've done as far as interfering with their personal lives, business-wise, travel-wise, meeting-wise, church-wise, they have no authority to do that. They do not have that authority. And I can find it and tell you what's happened in the federal constitution and our state constitution. They do not have the authority to do that. But unfortunately, most people know less about their This got me in a quandary because I don't believe God gives rights. I believe he gives duties. But nonetheless, people know less about the Constitution and what they can and can't do than what the governors and the legislature do. So that puts us at a disadvantage ignorantly that we don't know what's going on. But they do not have the authority in any state to do this to any business. No one has the authority to tell you that you can't go to work to feed your family. No one has that authority. And when we yield to it, we surrender land, if you want to put it that way. We surrender territory that will never get fully back.
You're absolutely right. This is setting a precedent that down the road our grandchildren are going to have to deal with. Well, not even the next generation is going to have to deal with, because they'll roll out this playbook again for the next so-called pandemic or the next so-called issue that they think we're better off listening to them over. The worst thing, it's not so much the actions of government themselves going out and making these arrests or threatening people. The fact that they're deputizing our neighbors. In many county ordinances, it gives a hotline number for your neighbors to rat you out if they think you're doing things that run against their orders. They're threatening businesses, saying, well, because government cannot enforce the requirement to wear a mask, they're saying businesses, hey, if you want to open, basically, if you want to continue your livelihood, if you want to make a profit or just, you know, continue living by running your business, anyone that comes into your store, you have to require to put on a mask.
And they can't do that either legally. They can't do that either legally. That's a private business. They can do that legally.
Right. They're not allowed to, but that's their way.
That's what they're doing.
Holding the sword over these private business owners, saying we're gonna deputize you. We're going to have you act as our mini sheriff, enforcing the law that we cannot unconstitutionally enforce. And they've done that by, you know, rendering, making folks feel guilty, this groupthink mentality that there's only a one-size-fits-all approach to how we deal with the so-called pandemic. It's really a travesty and a trampling over our constitutional rights the way they've continuously brought out these things against the average day Americans. And I've been telling pastors this, I've been telling folks this early on as they began capitulating to some of these governmental orders. Like if you don't begin standing up now for these things that are very blatant infringement on your rights, these things that are, I mean, as plain as the sky is blue, infringement on your rights, you know, government telling you can't go to church, if you don't take a stand now, at what point are your rights going to be violated enough for you to think, hey, no, maybe I should do something about it?
Amen.
I commend men like you, Pastor Butch, that have always taken this stand, that saw the writing on the wall and realized the direction that government is going in. But hopefully this is a clarion call and a signal, to the less willed among us that, you know, now is the time to act. Now is the time to take the stand. That you've prophesied about, you said you would, that you believe in. Now's the time to exercise those constitutional rights.
Well, you know, you spoke about people with the numbers to call to turn in. I expect you know this, but New York State is going to hire 17,000 people to spy on their neighbors. You're going to pay them $57,000 a year plus expenses. Now, that's a fact. That's what you're doing.
I wonder if they'll just give them, you know, Gestapo uniforms, just to go full circle with this. And, might as well dress them up like a World War II Axis power soldiers, just to go ahead and go full circle. The idea of having average Americans spy on their neighbors and be getting paid, trained and paid to do so, not to mention, and of course this is another subject, but they're so intertwined, not to mention all of the money that's already going to these contact tracing technologies that they're placed on phones in order to see if folks have come in contact with the COVID virus so the government can continue spying on them. It's astounding how much of a power grab these last 2 to 3 months has been. It's been a short time. And the amount of rights that have been clearly trampled on and the stage set for more of these rights to be taken away from us, it's astonishing how fast we've yielded our freedoms as a result of this fear.
Well, you know, what is amazing to me, and I knew this was going to come sometime, somehow, but it never dawned on me that it would come with a virus that that they hyped up and scared everybody to death with. It didn't dawn on me. But for the last 2 months, almost solid, every time the news comes on, radio, TV, makes a difference. Well, now coronavirus update. It's on and on and on, fear-mongering and scaring people and trying to get them, you know, to behave themselves and follow the governor's rules and bow down to them and give up whatever rights you thought you had. You know, and now some businesses, thank God, are stepping up and opening up, and I'm getting in trouble, but they're doing it anyway. People are getting in fights, actually shooting each other over these things. People, this is heating up. I don't like it. But of course, if they cause chaos, and then they have a right to come in and pass more laws to control us, if you know what I mean. So, go ahead.
Of course. No, you're absolutely right. We've seen in these past 2 months, the human condition has always been bad. Scripture says that. But this has brought out the worst in people, where you're afraid, you know, to have a handshake with your neighbor, or you're afraid to have a normal conversation. And, of course, who steps in to be the intermediaries to say everything's going to be all right? Well, you have these celebrities that are coming in, and they're the ones, you know, making these PA announcements and different stages, these public service announcements in different states. They're the ones that are being deputized by the government to say everything's going to be all right. You know, just the sort of kumbaya attitude where on the ground and what's actually happening are neighbors hating neighbors, neighbors ratting
out
on neighbors.
That's it. That's right. And this is people that used to fellowship with and used to associate with, and now are turned against you because of your stand.
Right. It's like you said, and I'm with you there. We always knew that. And Ronald Reagan was great about saying that freedom was only one generation away from extinction. And all the fight that you've put in through your entire career, you know, what we're trying to do here at Liberty Council is continuing to educate people so that they know that we have to stand up for these rights. We thought it'd be from a different threat that our rights would be taken away, not something like this. This completely came out of left field. But what is sad is how quickly folks were able to bow the knee to Caesar and bow down to the golden calf and say, well, like, you know, I guess government's requiring me to act this way now, and I guess they want it to be done this way, and I guess I can't do this. In complete yielding of what has been fundamental rights, blood-bought fundamental rights for so long. It's astounding to me. Thankfully, it's not everyone. Thankfully, God used only 3% of the American population at the time in 1776 to fight in the Revolutionary War. Thankfully, it's always been a remnant that God has turned to redeem his people. And so thankfully, there are, you know, folks like you and the incredible pastors that we've had the privilege to talk to all across the country that aren't bowing their knee down to this and are willing to take a stand.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's... You know, the scriptures tell me I'm doing teaching this weekend entitled "For Without Faith," and the, you know, Hebrews teaches that without faith it's impossible to please God. And there's one thing that I've seen, but I've been living my own life for a long time now, after being shot and everything else, and seeing these things happen and what comes along with that. There's one thing that I finally learned, and in Hebrews chapter 2, Christ come to give us power. So we'll no longer be afraid to die. They said that he would take away the fear of death from us because we believe in him. And I've learned something, Jonathan. You can't really live till you're not afraid of dying.
Right.
And until man doesn't scare you any longer, until dying is not something that holds you back, you're afraid to do what's right, you're not afraid to take a stand. Death shouldn't be what controls a believer in Jesus Christ. I understand no one looks forward to dying. I'm not saying that. But it shouldn't be the controlling factor. Christ warned us to pay heed to those that can kill your soul, not just your body. All man can do is kill your body. I got power over your soul. So once you lose that fear of dying and know who you are in Christ, you become a very dangerous foe of evil, do you not?
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the pastors in Arlington, Virginia, wrote a letter, it's public knowledge, he helped write a letter to the governor, very powerfully said, you know, all this fear is around, you know, death. You know, you're making basically trampling on all our rights, and the threat you're holding is if you don't do this, you know, you will die. Well, you know, the wages of sin are death. You know, it's always been appointed for a man to live once, and afterwards is a judgment. Christ came and has demonstrated that death is a very part of life, but there is eternal life through him. But death is a very necessary, real thing that is a result of sin that no person is extinct from. No person
That's right.
will be able to live but for them dying. Every person will die. And so holding that fear of death as being the one thing to trample on and to really reduce our quality of life here on earth, for the Christian, shouldn't be anything. We've triumphed over death already. The physical death that will come as a result of the sickness is nothing in comparison to the eternal life that we are
we're endangering. Yes,
absolutely.
I mean, these are things that we need to think about, folks. It really is. If you get over the fear of dying, you're not afraid to live and take a stand on what you know is right. And you lose your fear of man, what they think about you. I know I made enemies. I've had death threats. You've had death threats, Jonathan. I know you have. You've been,
right.
People have threatened you and the wife. I mean, they threatened to burn down our house and everything else, but I don't serve man. I try to serve my Creator. And if my house is going to be burned down, it's going to be His ultimate will. That doesn't mean that if I'm here, I won't defend it. That's not what I'm saying. But if it is burnt down, then I have to say Romans 8:28. I claim that promise. I love Him. I'm part of His family. I'm trying to serve Him. So it all works out for my good. So these things no longer concern me. Temporal things are going to go away no matter how much you try to take care of them. And that includes your body. So if you don't stand for Christ, your eternity is pretty much already sealed, but not in the place you want to be.
You're absolutely right. We hope that pastors, you know, will be preaching this sermon from their pulpit on Sundays. You know, we're hoping that pastors, because this is a message of truth that is unique to the church. No other religion, no other entity, no other gathering, whether it deemed essential or non-essential, can articulate what you just said, that the power over death is the resurrection that we have through Christ. That's what gives us, you know, this freedom, this boldness to go out into the world in a fallen world. Pastors need to be behind their pulpit preaching this. They need to be sharing this. That's the one mandate that they have been given, is to make disciples, to spread the word. It's astonishing that in this country today we have, unfortunately, the majority of pastors not willing to stand out and take a stand. Many have never capitulated to this. Some out of necessity felt that they needed to, but the vast majority haven't taken a stand. Thankfully, there are a few. I was going to say if there were more, we could have made a difference, but thankfully there are enough. There are enough men of God that are willing to take the stand, that are willing to preach the very message that you're sharing on
Amen.
Your show tonight.
Hang on through the break, please, Jonathan. Folks, back at the break, if you want to call and talk to Jonathan, you can. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to NaManna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NaManna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alexander, Liberty Council. We're going to give out information on how to contact them. Now, I do personally support Liberty Council. If I were a wealthy man, they'd be getting a lot more from me because I believe in what they're doing. I know what they're doing. And they're doing the best to know how, what they have to do it with. Folks, we're not fighting today on a really an even play, fighting ground, a level ground anymore. We're fighting against humanism, atheism, agnostics, in public places. And I say this kindly, I say that I love, but our Constitution is useless without the Spirit of Christ. Matter of fact, John Adams said it's only good for a moral and virtuous people. But before I forget this, I have a nine pages here of documents that you might want. And if you can get on YouTube, or internet, you can find it for yourself. But if you don't have internet, I'm offering you nine pages. One page is notice refusal of vaccine for cause, and it lists about 30, 40 causes here as to why you will not allow you to be vaccinated nor your family. You better get a copy of this because one day they're going to ask you about it. You better have something to show them. Then is another document, 8 pages long, conditional acceptance of vaccination, agreement between vaccine providers and vaccinated party. They won't sign it because it makes them liable if anything happens to you after vaccination or your family. They won't sign it. So you have two documents here that will tell them where you stand and what your duty is. Actually, I'll say rights. What your rights are as individual that they refuse these vaccinations for you and your family. Now, these for a couple bucks. It takes postage and an envelope. So all it takes. Are you sending enough money to pay postage envelope or call at 800-777-4403? Or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want to copy this. Send her a couple bucks, get her address, or use a credit card. I don't care. I'll send them right out to you. I'm gonna have copies on hand with me all the time in my home here in the office. If they come by my house, I'll give them a copy of this. You look at these, read these, fill out the paperwork, and come back and see me. If not, don't bother me. Now, that's just how I'm going to do it. You all do what you think's best. But I'm going to give them the paperwork to show what I believe and what I know. And if they're willing to fill out their paperwork and say, if anything is wrong, we'll pay the penalty ourselves, we'll talk about it. Still won't do it, but I will talk about it. They won't do that. So these papers are available if you want them. Just call and tell us you want them, or write to us and get them. It's up to you. Now back to our guest, Jonathan Alexander with Liberty Council. And we'll get the phone calls, I promise. We'll get to Randy and Jerry and all of you at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Before I go any further, Jonathan, please tell the people how they can contact your organization.
The best way to contact us is lc.org. So L, the letter L, the letter C, .org. On that website, you can fill out a contact form, type out your request. All of our resources are there, all the information on your rights, your fundamental constitutional rights and how they'll play out during the so-called pandemic. All that information is there. If you want to get to us via phone, the phone number is 407 875 1776 to 1776 to 407-875-1776. But probably the quickest way to get through us is lc.org. Now, a little later on in the program, I can share a number for pastors, specifically pastors who are wanting to ask specific legal questions about their church and where they stand and the rights that they have to operate even physically within their physically within their church building. We have a call-in number that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And towards the end of the show, I can provide that number because that'll get you onto our conference call with a number of other pastors and our legal team answering those questions.
All right, folks, so remember that. Liberty Counsel, if the phone number he gave you, then write this down. If you don't have a computer, please, I'm asking you to call. And if you can spare $5 for these people that are out there every day taking these cases basically for free to help pastors and other people, too, for the stand, not just against this COVID virus nonsense, but against what they're being threatened with homosexuals that are threatening who knows what, don't kill them, burn down their homes, sue them, whatever. But standing for what's right, these people are being harassed. You call them at 407-875. And the year 1776. You know that one. 1776. Again, 407-875-1776. If you can just do $5, you can do $500, whatever you can do, please do this. I think Jonathan will tell you that I give what I can when I can because I believe in what they're doing. This is the only group like them that I do support. I'm not saying there aren't others out there that are doing a good job. I'm not saying that. But I know Jonathan personally. I met him personally. I'm impressed with the young man. I'm impressed with what his group he works with and what they're trying to do. That's why I support them. I support people that will stand beside me in the battle, and they will. Jonathan, we're going to take phone calls in a minute. Before we do that, though, what else do you want to tell the folks?
Well, remain vigilant. Of course, as we mentioned throughout the early part of this program, you know, if you're not willing to take a stand where the rights are so blatantly being overrun, you know, these First Amendment rights are first on the list of our duties, right? The duty to worship God, our Creator.
That's why our country was founded.
Right. That duty has been taken away from us overnight, or government is attempting to stand in the way of us fulfilling that duty. Now is the time to stand up, pastors, leaders of your church, congregants, the elder board, get together and say, you know, enough's enough. These 2-month hiatus that we've taken from exercising our duty has to come to an end, and we have to continue meeting together in person.
Well, you know, when churches close, and folks, this is what exactly they said before public. Maybe some people are watching certain churches and wondering about them, and maybe they were begin to be influenced some in a godly way from these people. Then they close their doors and admitted in doing so that they're non-essential. That's what I'm telling you. They admitted they're non-essential. They may have lost a lot of people who may have been there at your church services. I don't know that. You don't know that either.
No.
But I'm convinced some people lost respect for him. I know I did. And on top of that, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, one really good example of that. This is a church that actually did the right thing in Virginia, Lighthouse Church. Their entire congregation is made up of former drug addicts, some who are in the sex profession, so former prostitutes and drug addicts. They found Christ, and they found a haven in the church. It's the one place they can go to get away from the nonsense that has polluted their entire life, and that church remained open. Imagine if that church decided to close. What we would be telling to those folks whose only physical salvation is because of their restoration in Jesus Christ, saying that, well, neither your physical nor your spiritual restoration is important to us, we're no longer essential. That's the signal that the rest of these churches that are remaining closed are telling to their communities. That your problems aren't large enough for us to try to help solve, or our spirituality, our spiritual mission isn't good enough for your problems right now. Find your help somewhere else. I think it's a great point you make that churches need to show to the community that they are, in fact, an essential part of everyday life. They're an essential part of what our communities need.
Well, I know a lot of churches in this area lost a lot of respect, and I lost some respect for a lot of pastors, too. I don't mean I don't love them. I'm not saying they're not good men. I lost respect for them in that sense. You know, de Blasio, mayor of New York, said that if the churches up there try to open up Christians, and now this is what he said, Christians and Jews. Now, I'm not a Jew. I'm definitely a Christian. But he said if they try to open up, he will close their churches down for good. And when he said that, he's taking meals up to 40,000 meals out to Muslims. Now, I tell you what, that to me would be a direct challenge. He would have to kill me to make me shut up.
It's astonishing. It's absolutely astonishing. I get, in part, go for certain communities, but for a mayor in New York to say that he wants synagogues to remain closed, were there Holocaust survivors living in New York City that know exactly what that language means and can know exactly what that means when the authorities say that about their religious gathering. It takes the level of chutzpah that I've not seen before out of governmental officials.
No.
Certainly not something that we should be tolerating or stand up
And threaten to close them down permanently. And threaten to close them down permanently. I mean, Christians are in the same boat, folks. You better understand that. We are under attack. The true church, the whore church, a 501c3 whore church, that won't stand against anything. They'll compromise anything to keep the money coming in. They're not too much under attack yet. They will be, but they're not yet. But the true believer is under attack. And that's all there's to it. I mean, most of our teachings have been banned off of YouTube now. You have to go to a different place. It's called Brighteon. Yeah, Brighteon. It's spelled like the word bright, like a bright star, bright light. And you add E-O-N on the end. Brighteon.com. You can find us on there, Brighteon.com. But we're being banned from YouTube and other places because we refuse to do anything less than preach a whole counsel of the Word of God. We can't do it, and we're not going to do it. But you know, one thing too, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'll share it in my heart because I feel I'm right in this. A lot of people were really wholly behind Donald Trump before he was elected, although I did try to tell him that he himself told the press that he was more pro-homosexual than Hillary was. I mean, he used the word gay. And that was enough for me not to support him right there. But he's also helped push these closings. And I don't know why he did this. I don't know if he's compromised. I don't know what's happened to him. Maybe he realized he didn't have the authority he thought he had. I don't know. But we've been shafted from the top down and bottom up. You know that.
I will say the only thing that I do give this administration credit for is the Attorney General, as directed from the President, has been defending our cases. So the Attorney General has been intervening through the Department of Justice per direct orders from the President to fight on the side of churches wanting to reopen. And I do appreciate that they're putting actual muscle behind some of these cases. Many of these cases have come down to the 11th hour, right, 11 p.m. right before a Sunday morning in order to open. And we've had the Department of Justice, by the direct order of the President, intervene, writing briefs, filing on our behalf. So I do give them
I'll give them credit for that. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
For intervening. And we've got some favorable language as well directly from the Vice President on one of our cases saying that these restrictions have gone beyond the pale. Obviously this is not what was intended. This is not what the Constitution allows for. So I do give them some credit. The 40-plus governors and states all across the country that are, little presidents unto themselves that aren't being challenged, they think that they can have widespread closing down of churches and businesses without being challenged. Those are really who the targets are. Those are where the majority of our cases are going after these state and local leaders.
Well, you'll be getting a copy of the letter I'm going to send to our governor, attorney general, speaker of the House, and state senate president. I'll be sending it to you after the program tonight, so you can read it yourself. I'm not going to put it on the internet yet until I get this served. I'll be mailing the letters along with pictures of our fellowship this coming Saturday. Everybody standing together, holding hands to these people. Then I'm going to post that letter online as a public letter, an open letter to these people. I want people to see that you can speak up. You must speak up. And you have no choice if you're going to serve Christ. Let's go to the phone lines before we're out of time. It's going by so fast. Let's start with Randy in Florida. Randy, welcome.
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Amen.
Simply put. John, I got to answer a question for you. Just upon the time there was this most recent article last week said at the end of it that in senior times, all these elected officials that are abusing their power with their executive orders and so forth would be facing federal criminal prosecution. I would ask you, would that be under 18 U.S.C. 242?
So their abuse of power, yeah, so we sued under the 18th code of the U.S. Criminal Code and Civil Code. Much of our claims are based squarely on First Amendment, the First Amendment and the prohibition against restricting one's ability to worship. But there have been some civil and criminal violations that we've gone after as well. That particular site.
Well, yeah. Well, he was talking about criminal prosecution, not civil lawsuits. Yeah, I've been in touch with the U.S. attorney here for over a week now, and I'm getting a runaround from him because I'm trying to get them to file charges against the Florida governor, and I'm getting the whole song and dance runaround. And the U.S. attorney I talked to here said he'd never heard of 18 U.S.C. being used against governors for violating anyone's civil rights, only for corruption or bribery or so forth. And I said, well, read that statute. It doesn't even talk about corruption. It just talks about constitutional rights being deprived and violated. But my question would be, do I have to go to the FBI to bring charges? Because the U.S. attorney said I need to go to a law enforcement agency first to file a complaint.
Yeah, well, okay. I know for certain there was a directive from the Attorney General to U.S. attorneys across the country. So I know that's a directive. That's an avenue to take, definitely going through the local U.S. attorney's office. And once again, you are right about Section 242 of Title 18. It does. Willfully depriving someone of their rights.
There's enough people in every state that they should be going to the U.S. attorney and bringing criminal charges, not just me trying to do it here in Florida. You know, every business should be filing civil lawsuits, you know, for taking their way, their livelihood, you know, and their ability to put food on their table.
That's pretty true. I agree. I totally agree.
Well,
anything else, Randy?
Well, I would just say, going back to that statute, there was a law review study for 10 years that was done back in the 70s, and they said the conclusion of that law review said that because the Supreme Court came up with this specific intent test, it basically neutered and invalidated that statute to the point where it's a paper tiger and toothless.
That's about what, yes, I understand that. Randy, I got to jump. Good call. Appreciate it. And by the way, Jonathan, do you see any lawsuits coming out that they're going to lose? Maybe some financial gain from certain businesses and people? And do you see any prosecution coming for this?
Well, it's tough. You always want to fight the right set of facts. And what we have now, I think it's difficult. We have, it's a target-rich environment, so there are many lawyers putting their shingles out wanting to get into the fight. And that is bad because you have guys that aren't constitutional attorneys that haven't litigated in years coming out and telling pastors, giving them not only bad advice, but getting bad decisions that ultimately handicap what could otherwise be good. So it's a target-rich environment, but not all every lawyer is honestly worth the stripe, especially when it comes to these nuanced constitutional argument. So we're hoping that our victories continue. We're hoping that all the efforts that are made are good efforts that, advance the Constitution. They're hoping that the men and women that feel compelled to take this stand are taking it the right way.
Well, now, you'd recommend that somebody organize a meeting with the U.S. Marshal, you said?
I didn't say that in particular. Sorry. The U.S. Attorney's Office. So, as
Oh, U.S. Attorney General. I'm sorry, my mistake. Yeah. Okay, okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, our Attorney General here is useless. Our Attorney General is part of the problem. We have to find a U.S. Attorney General in the state, because our state Attorney General is useless. All right, let's go to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Hey, Jonathan. God bless you guys. I just wanted to make some quick comments. Perfect love casteth out fear.
True.
And me and my wife, we have never worn a face mask since this fiasco began. We will not wear a face mask. To wear a face mask means that I'm denying the power of God.
That's true. I agree.
And if I go anywhere and they tell me I have to put a mask on to go into a store, me and my wife, we're going to say it very loudly and clear before we walk away. We're going to say it's against our religion to put a mask on our face because it means that we're denying God's power to protect us, and we will not put a mask on because we are believers. We believe in Psalm 91, it will not come nigh thee or thy dwelling, and that's what we believe. And these Luciferians, they want to take away everything from people. They want to take away your faith. They want to drive you down into the ground, and then they want to trample you. And we are not going to give in to these people. We're making a stand. And everywhere we go, we witness to people. And I tell them, hey, if you believe in God, you're not supposed to fear anything that you see or things you can't see.
Well, you know, this is a part of faith. You know that. I'm doing teaching on this come weekend. Without faith, you can't live righteously. You're afraid of everything. You know, I figure if a business wants my business, they're going to accept me for what I am and who I am, or I won't go in that business. It's just that easy. I'll find some way else.
That's right.
And if enough Christians, enough people would do that, this would end. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, Jonathan. The folks' line's open. You're going to call. Thank you. 844-769-2944. About 6 minutes if you want to call. Jonathan, you go ahead and share, if you'd like, again. Who can they call? You said you have a call in for pastors.
Right.
How does that work?
Yes. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m., we host a call. I'll give you the number. It's quite long, so I'll go slow. It's 563-999-2090. 563-999-2090. And the code to get in is 3-4-2-2-3-1, and the pound sign. 3-4-2-2-3-1 pound.
And folks, if you missed that, call me Thursday. I have it. If you missed it, call me Thursday off, so I'm here for you. And if you're a pastor, I think you got questions, I think it'd be a good thing to do. I really do. So I have the number here available for you, but I'll give it to you again right away. 563-999-2090. Code 342-231-POUND. 342-231-POUND. Keep that in mind. Jonathan, I have to tell you how much I appreciate your organization. I really do. I get your emails. I read what's going on. And I respect the fact that you all have been hammered and really busy. I mean, beyond belief busy. You probably don't have a whole lot of time for your personal life, and I know that. Even when you're home, I'm sure that you're thinking about, praying about, working on cases. I expect sometimes your wife would tell you, hey, would you please spend some time with me now? I mean, I understand that. Pastors have that problem sometimes, too.
Our guys, I think Saturday night, concluded a briefing at 4:30 in the morning was when I think folks started signing off, the attorneys that were writing this particular brief. So we've been literally working around the clock. Our earliest calls are, you know, they start up at around 8 o'clock. Is when we start getting together and we're working through the night. But it's worth it. It's for the right cause. You know, this is the right fight to be in and the right time to be in it.
Well, you know, that's a fact. And that's what we have to look at. This isn't about me and you. It isn't. And it's about our Heavenly Father above everything else and our Savior. It's for their glory. It's their glory, completely for their glory. But it's also thinking about our children and our grandchildren and what's going to be for them in the future. My generation hasn't done too well, to be quite honest with you. I'll be standing like it is. We haven't done so well. On our watch, they started slaughtering babies. On our watch, they started sodomizing their sons, perverting their daughters. On our watch, this happened. We can blame it on anything we want to. We can blame it on the times. We can blame it on the Constitution, because it's weak in a lot of areas. It is. Without Christ, it's dead. I mean, we can blame a lot of things. But the real blame lies in the fact that the living church of Jesus Christ didn't stand on the hind feet and say no. That's where the true blame lies.
Right. I think absolutely.
Any comments on that?
This was done on our watch, because it's to no one else but the Christian church that God has given his divine oracles that are good, that are profitable for all things, for all areas of life. It's to us that he's entrusted to that. Not anyone else on the planet. As he told, these are my words that I'm entrusting to you. It's good for the family. It's good for the individual. It's good for government. So it's on our watch when these things go bad. If we've been negligent and not fighting against clear violations of his truth, that's on our watch that these things turn. Because we do see, ultimately he's sovereign, but we do see how he works favorably through his church when they're faithful. We see his outcome when we faithfully are up to the task. So at the same time, when these things are going backwards and they were entrusted to us to make the difference and to take a stand, that blame lies at our feet as well.
Well, you know, I've said this, and I said in the letter I wrote to the governor and the other three gentlemen, that I'm telling them that what they did is unlawful, ungodly, and immoral. But the real blame lies with the people, and more specifically with the church, and even more specifically at the foot of the pulpits of these churches, who have not educated their people on the Word of God, the entire counsel of the Word of God. It has nothing to do with Constitution, Bill of Rights. It does, but it doesn't. If we uplift the Jesus Christ and His Word and stand for His truth, these other things will fall in place. Christ said in Matthew chapter 6, you put the kingdom of God first, and I'll add these things to you, didn't he? That's what he said.
All these things mean all these things. He talks about the lilies of the field never have to worry. The birds of the air, sparrows, they're not concerned. So he says, why are you worried about these trivial things, like your so-called health or the quality of life that you're living?
Amen.
It's God's work.
God bless you, Jonathan. Tell your pretty wife I said hello, okay?
Sure.
We'll talk to you soon, Jonathan. God bless. Folks, give him a call tomorrow, 407-875-1776. See what you can do to help him, please. We love you. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.